And so it is, dear family, dear Shambhu, that we gather together again in our sacred and divine space with a group of humans who have taken the incredible responsibility and the incredible journey into the new energy. A group of humans who is among the first to be moving into what we call the new earth energy. It gives I, Tobias, such delight to be here with you on this day for this second shroud, for this time when you channel yourselves. I love this moment here when we first enter your space, when we first gather together with you, when you invite us into your place, when you can truly open your heart. I love the sound of your music. It tells such a story of your journey. I love the way you sit, in anticipation for our time together. Our time together here seems so brief, but, dear friends, we are always with you. We are always walking alongside you, sharing your experiences and your times. Sometimes, as you know, I could just sit here and just breathe in this love that you emanate, love that comes from your heart. All of us on this side understand that the journey that you are on is difficult and challenging. We know there are times when you have thought you have released it all, only to find out there is more to release, only to find out that there's others around you who do not so much want to release you. Just when you thought you've released it all, you learn there is, how to say, an ancestral karma. You learn that there are times from long before you came to Earth that you still carry with you at the deepest levels within your being. But you continue on the journey. You continue knowing that the work that you do is so important for your own being, your own essence. It is so important for the other humans who are on Earth at this time and for the other humans who will come to this place. Your work is so important for all that is, for spirits and all of the others. You are coming to new understandings about who you truly are. It is not the human that you see in the mirror. It is not the flesh and bones. It is not the human that goes by a certain name. No, it is about much more than that. Much more. So we love this time to share. And we have much to talk to you about today. Much to share with you. We ask you now, dear friends, to bring your energies together with us. We ask you to hold the hand of all those who gather in the room today. We will explain in a moment who they are, why they are here. But we ask you to hold out your hand to them, to let them touch you, to let them grasp your hand, to let them touch a divine human, to feel for a moment of what it is like to feel your vibrations, to feel you. I come here today to learn from you, to learn what it is like to have been on such an incredible journey, to end up in this space, to come to new understandings of yourself. Now, dear friends, I, Tobias, ask you to extend your hand out to the human who sits next to you on either side. Hold their hand for a precious moment. feel their energy. Feel what their journey is like. Oh, not through the mind, but feel it through the heart. Oh, such an energy moving here. As you extend out to the other, as you hold their hand, as you touch them for a moment. And also this brings together all of the energy of Shambhu who are here. And now, dear friends, extend your arms out. Touch the hands of the ones who are connecting with us in this moment through your web system. Feel them. And for all of you who are listening in, extend your hands out to truly integrate with Shambhu here in this moment at this time. And now for all of you, arms extended out. Hold it out. Hold this energy of this moment out for all who will read these words or hear these words in the day to come. Help them to understand that they are much as much in our moment right now as you are. That they are not alone, that there are other humans who are divine. There are other humans who are walking into the new energy alongside of them. We thank all of you here, all of you connecting for sharing in this moment of time. I wish sometimes there was a different way to communicate other than just with human words. And you are learning. You are learning to do this. You are learning to open that heart of yours, to understand at a new level, not of just the mind, but of your entire being. Now, dear friends, as we heard Kaudra talking of these workshops and these seminars, and it also applies to our visits together, it happens in the now. It happens in the now. It is difficult to pre-plan a workshop that is going to happen 2 months from now or 6 months from now. Oh, you may put a title on this talk. You may put words on the page, and Kaudra may want to make all of his slides. But that is not the way of the new energy. The new energy is about the moment and about the now. If there is a title for the workshop that you have coming up in the days and weeks and months ahead, it is simply to be determined. To be determined in the moment that you arrive there. Silly human Kaudra. Thinking that he can plan all of these things. We know it makes him nervous, and we know it will make you, Shambhu, nervous also to live in the moment. We know you will want to still have a plan in your back pocket. You will still want to have slides on that computer of yours. But when you get into that moment of time, that is when you will have an enlightenment and a realization about what is truly needed. You can only think that you know ahead of time what is needed. It will happen in the moment. And when you stand in that moment, and when you are fearless, and when you are open to your own spirit and divinity, in that moment, all of the answers come forth. The solution is already there. It is simply waiting for you to arise. Do you understand what we mean? In the workshops, seminars, channels, it will all be in the moment. To be determined until you arrive there and until the other parties arrive at the scene. No theme in advance. No predetermined discussion. In the moment. This is when you get that golden glow, that ball of enlightenment, that inner knowingness, that aha, that tells you that you are in the right place. For those of you here who are healers and teachers, it is the same. It is the same. We know so many of you try to, how to say, run a analysis, a reading on your clients before they ever walk in the door, trying to figure out what must be done before they get there. You ask us, you ask their higher selves, what is it I should know about this client or about this class? And you will not hear an answer other than TBD, to be determined at the moment. Perhaps a bit scary for you, Chambra, humans, for you're not used to doing this. You have been trained quite well to plan. But now it is truly living in the moment. And when that client arrives at your door and you sit down prior to your session with them, then you will know. Then it will come flooding in like golden rays, will come flooding in your space, and it will all be revealed to you in that moment, and you will know exactly why they were there. Not why they are saying they are there, but truly why they are there. When the groups over the past months have assembled in the room and these workshops are conducted, when they show up, they think they are there for one reason. They think they are there for one reason. But when they show up and they open their hearts and they are in the sacred space, then the real issues come out. Then they open up. Then it is revealed why they are truly there. You are not at any workshop, dear ones, to learn about abundance. That is a processing in your mind. You are trying to figure out a scheme or a mechanism or a program or a process. It does not work like that. Abundance, spiritual abundance, and all the other types of abundance cannot be figured out from a plan from your mind. Abundance comes when you sit with yourself, when you acknowledge your divinity, when you open up and realize that everything is complete in the moment. When you stay in the moment, it is filled with abundance. Right now, this moment that you sit in, having released yesterday and the worries of tomorrow, the moment that you sit in is complete. Allow yourself to feel it in this moment that you sit in. Not about what happened in the past, or what will happen tomorrow, or worrying about that stack of bills, or worrying about anything else, or screaming to us for answers, but sitting in this divine moment, it is filled with abundance and healing and wisdom and love. Allow yourself to feel this. As we sit here together as Chambra, all things are appropriate. All things are balanced. All things are in the now. Such simple lessons, dear friends. Such simple lessons there are for you and for all of us. We tend to make them complex. We tend to take what can be said energetically in a sentence or a paragraph and try to turn it into books. We take what can be said in a moment of time and try to turn it into hours of lectures. The best lecture that we've seen so far is when we ask all who are in the space to sit in the space, in the now, to breathe it in, and then just to sit there for an hour without words, without intellect, without processing. So things will be different for you, for Kaudra, for all of the others, as you continue your journey into the new energy. No more preset plans. Oh, indeed, we know Calder is screaming to us right now. We know there are arrangements, and you have to have water on the tables and your wonderful, beautiful stage sets and all of your accoutrements. That is fine. That is fine. Do these things, but when you come into the moment, have no agenda. Allow it to be. Allow it to be. Calder, he always asks us for days before one of our monthly gatherings what we will speak of, what we will share, for he wants to feel, how to say, secure that there will be something. But he and you will have to learn to be in the moment. In that moment, perhaps we will just ramble. Perhaps there will not be some big point. There will not be some big title that you put on the name of this channel. Perhaps it will just be Shoud 2, colon, question mark, question mark, question mark. We do not know what Tobias said, but it felt good. It is the time and the space and the energy and the love of our gathering that is important. These words do not mean so much. So much is said in the silence. Humans have a difficult time with silence. Humans don't like the pause. Why is that? That is uncomfortable, because in the pause, in the stillness, you have to begin looking inside. You don't have the distractions on the outside, the noise and the chatter, the things to occupy your mind and your hands. Oh, humans do not like the silence. In the new energy, silence will be so golden. Silence is how you will renew yourself. It won't be going and saying mantras and doing chants, reading books, listening to tapes. It'll be sitting in the moment. It will not even be about having a prayer or trying to do meditation. We've seen so many well-intended humans just messing themselves up with trying to meditate. In the silence, there is the breath. The breathing in and out. The knowingness that the life force continues. The knowingness that creation continues to expand. It is sweet. It is sweet being here with you. And there are many others who come in on this day, who gather here, a unique group of humans. How to say, actually, former humans. The ones who gather here today, and there are hundreds and hundreds, we have not counted so much yet, they are humans from all parts of your world, of all different belief systems and races and genders, hundreds and hundreds of them who have filled this room in the last few minutes while I was occupying you with my talking. They are ones who have crossed over in the last 3 days of time. They are humans who have left the body and have gone to the other side. These are not Shambra, as you would know. These are not ones who are on the type of spiritual path that you are on. You know, in the 3 days after you leave your physical body, when you cross over to our side, is a very delicate time. It is a very delicate time. There is no prescribed process that takes place. It happens in the moment, what happens to each human. It happens based on where they are and the events that surrounded their life and their death. And when we, the angels, go to meet them, and there are highly, highly trained angels that go to meet the ones crossing over, sometimes the angels are welcomed with open arms and with tears, and other times they are rejected because the newly departed human was expecting something else. There are times when the angels are not even seen by the human who has just crossed over. For they are so focused on their human ways that they cannot see the angels in front of them. The group that we have here today welcomed the angels to their side, wanted to know what just happened to them, where they were, where they were going to, what came next. In this group, there are so many who are waiting for some type of judgment, who are waiting for the angels to bring them to a place of judgment. There are some who are in this space with us now that thought when they were brought in here, when they felt the golden, warm glow that emanated from this space, that they were being brought to the place of judgment. Instead, dear friends, they were brought to a room and a space and an energy created by you, so they could see the potential of their next life. They come today to visit you, confused, so many of them, wondering why they are here, wondering why there is a group of humans sitting here, emanating so much love. They do not realize that where they are is on a place of earth right now. Oh, it is a new earth, indeed. It is the consciousness of the new earth. But so many of them who are here, who are being chaperoned by the angels, think this is some place in heaven. Because they see humans who are so open and loving and committed to their journey. They do not see the aches and pains that you have been going through lately. What they see is your consciousness, and that consciousness is love and commitment to spirit, commitment to divinity. They have been invited here on this day so they could see the grand potential, so they could see what the journey looks like, so they could see that life continues. In spite of change, in spite of transformation, life continues. The hundreds of newly departed beings who join us on this day are scratching their heads. You know, they are still associating themselves with the physical body. Wondering how they missed it. Wondering why they had never met someone like you, a teacher like you. They are here to observe a group of humans who has gone through many, many lifetimes, committed to spirit, committed to divinity, who've released all of the selfish parts of being human to be selfless, but still to own themselves. So if you don't mind, dear friends, they will sit with us today. They will feel your energy. They will learn something from you. The angels have escorted them here before they take them to the other realms, before they visit with departed friends and relatives and others. Brought them here to help them understand the potential. So, do welcome them here. Do understand that you may be feeling their own fear, their own wondering. You may be feeling their questions come up. And what to do, dear friends? Simply let them touch you. Extend your hand out to them. Let them feel empowerment of a divine human. One who walks on earth, but one who also walks in the other realms, and that is you, Shamba. I also came here today to hear, to hear the shout, to hear your divinity speak. So, I've been asked by so many of you here what it is like on our side of the veil. What do we do to occupy ourselves? What type of jobs do we have? What is it like when you cross over? Where do you go to? Again, it cannot be defined in definitive ways, but we will try to give you a bit of an overview. Typically, when you leave your physical body, and we are speaking here of Shamba, we are not speaking of humans in general, but we are speaking of Shamba. When you leave this place, when you leave your body, come over to our side, we are there. We, the angels of the Kremlin Council, are there because we have spent so much time with you over eons of time. We are a more familiar face to you than even the ones who have been your friends and relatives in this lifetime. So it is us that greets you. And when we look you in the eye, there is a knowingness immediately, a connection immediately. There are some from this Crimson Circle, from the group of humans that have crossed over recently, and we have to tell you it is such a dear moment, for they know us immediately. There is no question, there is no fear. They remember us from these gatherings and from the dreams, and they know they have come to the right place. And at that point, they're still heavy, heavy with all the vibrations of being a human. And we go with them off to a quiet space. And we recount with them. And one day with you, yes, one day you will be back here. We know this for sure. We sit with you and we discuss your journey. We sit and listen to your stories and listen to you recount some of the more memorable parts of your lifetime. By doing this, by putting this out, by expressing it, helps you to come back to balance on our side. You ask us many questions. You ask about what you think was done right and wrong. If we think you took wrong turns, and our answer is the same always. There are no wrong turns. There is only the experience of the moment and what you do with that new wisdom that you have. You ask us many questions about your lifetime. Could you have done it better? Could you have made better decisions? And we often have tears when you ask us this, for dear friends, everything you are doing is appropriate. Everything. You do not yet realize that you have divine guidance in your life. And it's already there. After a period of several days, usually, we will join you at your own funeral. This is an amusing thing. Amusing for you, somewhat amusing for us. It is not like this with other humans when we go to their funeral with them. Oh, there is grieving, and there is pain, and there is remorse. The typical human is burdened with guilt and shame. They want to reach out to their family members, particularly those who they have harmed or those who they particularly are in love with. They want to go back to that human and hold them and shake them. But that human generally does not feel them. They feel, the typical human feels at their own funeral, they are right there. They are still so full of human vibration that they feel they are sitting there much as you feel you are sitting here in this room right now. They cannot understand why no one can hear them. They cannot understand, and to make it even more challenging, they can begin to sense and to feel and to hear the thoughts of humans. And this bothers them dearly, for when they were, under the veil, They could not hear the thoughts of others, but now they are in a very small way beginning to hear. And they hear some humans say, "We are glad she is gone." In their private thoughts, of course. And other humans saying, "I wish I had treated her better." Another human saying, "I wish I had been a better son or a better husband." And another saying, "Oh, I shouldn't have divorced her." They begin hearing these things, and that makes it even more terrifying and more confusing. But dear Shambho, when you go to your funeral, you understand. You have the enlightenment. To you it is amusing. It is fun. It is a celebration. You know that they can generally not hear you. You know that. But you go and stand behind them and put your hand on their shoulder and comfort them and tell them that you are fine. Do you know the human fears so much this thing of judgment? It has been ingrained, whether it is your Christian religion or your Muslim or most of the others, that there is some type of retribution, some type of judgment that takes place. This is the fear that humans come through with. This is the difficult thing for us to deal with. There is no judgment. There is no jury waiting for them. Yeshua is not waiting to judge or any of the others. So, when the human comes over after the period of going through their own grieving at their own funeral, then there is an interesting and challenging next step. For at this point, anything can be created. Imagine yourself without a physical body. Imagine yourself simply feelings and wisdom. What do you do with that? So many humans at that point feel they must go into a time of punishment. And they place themselves in a darkness. They place themselves in a space of their own surrounded by ugly feelings, dense feelings. In a sense, they go into a type of incubator to have a self-inflicted punishment for all the things they think they did wrong. And when we stand around and we try to tell them that we love them and nothing was done wrong, they do not want to listen, and we have to honor that. At some point, and there is no time measure on this, at some point, they come out of this. They open up. Then we are able to start working with them. They are still heavy with human vibration. They are still heavily connected to Earth. They come out of this. And that is when we take them to what you would call a type of class. We gather around with humans who have departed before them, with angels on our side, and we start reviewing and we start talking about who they truly are. And we can see their energy change as they release the identity they had as a human. It's funny, for they come here and they don't realize that their identity is so much grander than the human that they were focused on in that lifetime. We help them begin to understand and to rebalance. And at that point, once they start rebalancing and beginning to understand their identity is so much greater, or they will, in a sense, bring up memories, bring up tapes of past lives even, to refresh themselves, and lifetimes before that and before that. And when they start releasing the heaviness of the human vibration, a funny thing happens. Immediately, they want to come back to Earth. They want to come back. When they come to the point of balance and understanding of their journey, then they want to go back. And we try to talk them out of it at that point. We would like them to spend a little bit more time, energy here on our side, coming to a bit greater understandings, becoming even more balanced. For here they are coming into a point of understanding of their journey. Now they want to jump back in and experience more. It is like the human who takes the roller coaster ride and is filled with fear and filled with experience, but then wants to get right back on, to feel it again. So many humans at that point do go back to Earth. They go back without, without contemplation of where they choose to go in that lifetime. They go right back into the drama of being human, right back into the same family line, into the same group of friends and enemies that they had traveled with before. They go right back into the experience. And we smile, and we shed a few tears, but we understand. Others of you do wait. You do wait for a period of time. You spend time on our side of the veil in, these type of classes. You spend time traveling. For here we can do interdimensional travel. We can go to other parts of your physical universe, other parts of all the dimensions that lie around it. You travel around. You come back to a remembering of who you are. You review past lives to help put them into perspective. At some point, you are drawn back to Earth. The human, the spirit actually, once you experience the human experience, you want to come back. You are connected to Earth. Indeed, there are even aspects and energies of yourself from the past that are still in the Earth. You are drawn back to the Earth sooner or later. I, Tobias, had a difficult time when I chose not to come back for a long period of time. There was part of me that was being pulled so deeply to come back, so deeply to be in human form with all of you here at this time. So much wanted to walk the walk with you and share. But, dear friends, I knew my role now was to be here on the other side to guide you and to be your friend. But I am still connected, and I know one day I will return. Once a spirit, once an angel has been in human form, they stay in that cycle until completion. Until completion, they are drawn back over and over again. When you come back here, there are many tears, there are many stories, there are many jokes, but all the time we can see it in your eyes, you wanting to go back to Earth, back to human form, back to once again learn more. For in any lifetime, whether it is long or short, there is so much that is gained, so much wisdom that is brought to your spirit, so much love that is in there. That is why you who say, this will be my last lifetime on Earth, dear friends, there is a pull. It is like a gravity, a spiritual gravity that brings you back to experience once again. On our side of the veil, we do not have time, if you would know it, but we do have a progression of events. Imagine yourself not wearing a watch, not having sun for the day and dark for the night to give you indications of time passing. We do not have that here. But we do have a progression of events and experiences. Some of you have theorized that we do not have time on our side, that all things are occurring simultaneously. That is not so much true. We have access to the past. We can easily go back into the past. We cannot be part of the past. But we can go back to the past and feel its energies. We cannot go into a future because it has not been created yet. We can look at potentials of what might happen. We can look at directions that things are going in. But we do not even like playing that game here. We do not like playing that game. It is not living in the now. It is imagining how things will be. We learned quite some time ago not to predict the future. We wonder when humans are going to learn the same. So we occupy so much of our, as you would call it, time here, working with you, walking alongside of you, sharing experiences, comforting you. That is what so much of the Crimson Council's time is spent doing. We are there to greet you when you cross over to our side. We are there to share energies and share love with you while you are back here briefly on our side. We do not have to eat on this side. Some of you think that we have to eat food like you do. We do not. We gain energy. We bring energy in one of several ways. One is to consume another entity, to go gobble them up, take their energy. But, dear friends, all of us, including you, learned a long, long time ago that this does not work. This does not work, for it is a hunger that cannot be satisfied if you try to consume another entity. The other thing that we do is sit in our moment, in our space, by ourselves, breathing. Indeed, we breathe. We breathe energies in and energies out. You breathe, so you think you breathe air. You're really breathing energy. We breathe in the pulse of all that is, of home. We can feel it here. We can feel the pulse of home here. So we breathe that in, and we release it. That feeds us. That is our food and our sustenance. There are times when those of us on this side who have been in human form, we do plan a dinner party. We prepare a menu of our favorite foods from the time. I, Tobias, personally was fond of lamb. And we bring in the vegetables and the fruits and the sweets and indeed the wines. And we set the table. We recreate from our base of vibration and understanding. We recreate the human experience of dining. And we are delighted with it. And we invite friends on our side, some who have been in human form, some who have just crossed over. They come to our dining table. Some who have never been in human form and think it is a very odd thing what we create. And we consume the food, but dear friends, it is nothing compared to the joy that the human has when they consume food. When you take a moment and sit in the moment at your dining table, you do not need to bless and wave your hands all over your food. You simply need to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the vibration. Enjoy the experience of bringing it into your physical body, having the nutrients and the energy explode into life in your inner being. Dear friends, you do not even need to try to transform what you might think to be impurities in the food or the meats or whatever, and try to do, how do you say, obli-obli over your food. You try to release all of the negative components. You are divine human. The minute this food, no matter where it has come from, reaches your vibration transforms it in the moment. You do not need to perform ceremony. Ceremony is, and it is now. It is with you all of the time. So, on our side of the veil, we meld with other entities. There are entities that, how to say, we set the space and the energy for us to meld our energies, to bring them together into oneness. And this is a beautiful thing, and we love doing it. There was a time on our side of the veil when this was shunned in a way. There was a time long, long ago, long before Earth was created, when, how to say, we feared this melding. This is a time when entities consumed and battled with other entities. We were afraid to go outside of our own energetic shell. But now, so many of us here have learned how to do that. It is a blessed thing. I can go in and feel another and allow them to feel me. We maintain our own unique identities, but for a moment we meld them together. Here we can create whatever it is that we want to create. We can create a beautiful cottage. I, Tobias, have a place I love to create based on my experience of being a human. A cottage in the country filled with trees, filled with sunshine, and a stream out back, and animals all around. I loved my animals when I was a human. I create this place. But dear friends, it is nothing like being able to create it in material form like you can do as humans. It is like the wind compared to as the humans, where you can be in matter and truly experience it. And you can truly experience it as a human when you live in the moment. When you live in the moment of it. Rather than worrying of the past or what will come in your tomorrows. Here on our side of the veil, indeed there are, how to say, there are entities who are still struggling with who they are. They are still afraid. They are still off battling in parts of the other dimensions, battling with each other, battling with themselves, trying to figure it out, trying to get back home. When we go to work with them, to talk to them, they want to battle with us also. So we learned quite some time ago to leave them alone. They're playing a game out there, these energetic beings. They're playing a game, and we honor them for this. We allow them to play it. There are entities on our side who are lost. They're getting lost. You see, here there are interdimensional weavings like you could not even imagine in the human mind. There are pathways and corridors. There are creations. There are, how to say, they are not reality so much, but they are creations. Imagine being able to create anything you want, not in material form, energetically. There are some who get lost in this maze, lost in their own creations. There are many of us on this side who go out to try to help them find their way back. We go out being, how to say, beacons for them. And once they understand that there is a way out of this maze, oh dear friends, they are tremendously relieved. And we help guide them back to a safe energetic space. We can create here, but it is not like the reality that you have on your side. That is why being human is so precious. It is such a gift. At times you curse it. You want the overview. You want the big picture. You want to know everything that has passed and everything that will come. And you forget to live in the moment to appreciate the experience of being a human. By being a human, dear friends, you can come to know something special about your identity, who you are. You can go through many experiences dripping with vibration, dripping with feeling. But yet, you want to ignore all that. You want to live in the past or live in the future that hasn't been created. Being a human is a gift because it helps you understand your identity. You are focused on the identity of a human in one lifetime. But the gift is when you understand, while in human form, that you are much more than the name that is on your driver's license. You are much more. By going into the human state and taking on physical body, you accelerate your own growth process tenfold and a hundredfold versus the entities who have never been to Earth. There are many who have not been to Earth, many, many, many who have never been to Earth. Many of them await the time that they can come. Others await the time when the literal new earths are created in your universe. You see, right now, there's only one planet of Earth. But in the days ahead, there will be many planets of Earth vibration. The work that you are doing here will create a new Earth, and a new Earth after that, and the universe will begin to open up and provide the opportunity for other entities to experience human consciousness and ultimately divine human consciousness. Now, dear friends, do you understand the importance of the work that you are doing? There are many who wait on this side to come into human experience. And there are many more who fear the human experience. They know, based on what they have seen from you, they know the human experience is difficult, painful. They know you can get lost in the human experience. You can become so focused in it that you totally forget. Even when you come back to our side of the veil, you still forget. There are entities who die and still don't open their eyes on our side. They're earthbound in a way. You know them as ghosts. They wander the earth. They are so lost in their humanness. Sometimes they find a way to incarnate again. Other times they continue walking the earth, angry at themselves or angry at others, wanting to stay in the vibration of humanness. There are others who have not raised their hand yet, angels, who have said they're not ready yet to take on this experience. They know sooner or later they will walk down the path that you have walked. They will take on human form. They know for their own evolution or their own soul, this is the way to go. Right now, they're standing in the background, deeply honoring their friends, you, who have chosen to walk the path. Not only walk the path of humans, but walk the path of a divine human. To walk into the new energy, to help create what so many others will experience after you. So you've asked us what it is like on our side of the veil. We will talk about it from time to time. We will share our experiences with you. When you return here to us, we will greet you. Indeed, we will celebrate. Indeed, we will look over the events of your lifetime with you, of this lifetime and many others. We will celebrate. Oh, and we will see. We will see. It is like the words of the song that played prior to our channel here today. It was a song about a dog that had to continue traveling, the traveling star that would find a comfortable home, set his energy there for a while, but would have to continue journeying on, not knowing where the wind would bring him, not worrying about the rain, not worrying about the moment. That is what the song was about, and it reminds us of you, Chambra. You come back here, things here are easy, things here are comfortable and warm, for we've all created that space here, but we know, we see that look in your eyes, we see another highway song being written by Chambra. Oh, I love all of you so much. Dear friends, it is time for you to speak. It is time for the shout to take place. I, Tobias, a the Crimson Council and the Order of Tobiwa will stand back. Kaondua will place his energy directly in yours. Then you will hear the sound of your own voice. So now, take a moment to breathe while we adjust the energies. Take a moment also to acknowledge all of the recently departed humans who are in the space with you, for they too are eager to hear what you say. I am Chandra. I am family. I am one voice and many voices. I am the essence of you. I am your soul. I am your divinity. In this space, I can talk. In this space, there is no separation of human and divine. It is one. And therefore you allow me, your essence, to speak. You allow me, your essence, to feel and to experience and to be. I am Chandra. One vibration and many vibrations. I am your essence, and I share with you today a message that there is no death, that there is only life. I feel that the humanness has concerns of death, concerns of going into nothingness, concerns that it will all be over at some point. I, your essence, remind you that there is no death. I continue onward and onward. I continue the journey with you. There is no closure. There is no finality. There is life. And there is living. I, your essence, move you to life. And no matter what you do, no matter what I do with you, I move you to life and to living and to fulfillment. As Tobias said, in the now, in the moment, to live each precious moment at its fullest. I, your essence, ask you to nurture me. I am within you and all around you. I am your beginning, but we do not have an end. I, your essence, ask you to nurture me like a child being birthed, coming forth. I, your essence, ask you to feel me. I am present now and always. I, your essence, have been separated from you, or so it seemed. But now we reunite, and we can only reunite in the moment. I, your essence, cannot reunite with you in the past. I cannot reunite with you in a theoretical future. I can only share the moment with you. I, your essence, your soul, your spirit, ask you to fall in love with me again, to understand that we are one and the same, to fall in love with yourself, to feel no guilt or shame with loving who you are, who I am. For when you love me, you can learn to love all things. Your love for all things will be found through me. Love will not be found outside first. It's found inside first. I, your essence, your soul, your light, come to you. You have been searching for me. You've been searching for the lost part of yourself. But I come to you. I enter into your reality, into your consciousness, as a feeling, as a wave, as a breeze, as a breath. I come to you when you are ready. I come to you when you release any guilt. I come to you when you forgive yourself. I come to you when you acknowledge your divinity. I, your essence, come to you when you are ready for the power and the glory that is contained within me. I am you, never lost, never lost, always here, always awaiting the moment that you could sit in the now and be with me. I, your essence, need your nurturing. I need your care and your love. I need your understanding. I am simply feeling. Feeling. I need to feel you. I need to feel you are there and present for me. I, your essence, live in the breath that you breathe. Live in the moment that you sit in. I, your essence, am not separate. I'm not waiting for you to come to any certain understandings or higher learnings. I'm here now, ready for you. I, your essence, am not the identity of one lifetime. I am the identity of all that is, the identity that was gifted upon us when you left home. I, your essence, will bring you completion. I will bring you understanding. I will bring you wisdom. I will bring you love like you have never known. I will bring you power, and I will bring you balance. I will bring you feeling, but more than anything, I will bring you life, eternal life, fulfilling life. I, your essence, wait for you. I have waited patiently for eons of time while you have been off playing, while you've been off changing your identity from one experience to another. I have been waiting for you while you have been experiencing being in light form, being in human form, changing lifetimes, changing bodies, changing vibrational states, changing dimensional states, changing where you have lived as a human, where you have lived as an angel. I have been waiting for you. I, your spirit, will bring you understandings, not from the mind, but from your very being. I, your spirit, come to you when you are ready. In the moment and in the breath that you open up, I, your essence, will come to you not from a place that you expect. I will come to you in a new place, in a new experience, in a new vibration. I ask you not to look into the old places to find me, but only into the moment. I am Shamba, and we are family. I, Tobias, return for a few words, dear friends. A few words here. The first word is to allow yourself to feel. This is a theme, this is a discussion we will have over and over again. Your own soul is asking you to feel. We are asking you to feel. There is a divine mind that supersedes the human mind. There is a process that goes far beyond thinking. It is difficult for us to describe, but in your heart and in your soul and in your essence, there is intelligence. It is not like what you know from the human brain at all. It is a new type of intelligence. And knowingness and understanding and wisdom. We will be asking you over and over to feel who you are, to feel those around you, to feel us. Open those feeling centers. Yes, we discussed this a week ago of your time with a group when we gathered around the pure water. We set the energy there. That group set the energy for discussions that we will have again and again. Feel who you are. See, we see you going through an intellectual process trying to analyze this whole being of who you are, trying to analyze how to get to the next step. You're beginning to figure out it does not come through analysis. It does not come through study. It comes through opening up. It comes through releasing. It comes through living in the moment. It comes through breathing. That is why we have said, release the ceremonies and release the prayers. Release the old ways. Your essence sits with you now. Why don't you see it or feel it, some of you ask? Where is it, Tobias? You are still up here in that head of yours. It is there. But as your own essence said, it comes to you from a new place. You will get it. You will understand. You will be sitting alongside the waters someday. You will be driving down the road in your car. You will be drifting off to sleep some night. And you will get it. You will know that you've been looking in the old places for your own essence. And it comes from a new place. It is here in this room. Let us tell you there are hundreds and hundreds of entities who sit there with wide eyes and open mouths. For even in their vibrational state of having just been humans, they can begin to feel and sense They see what you may not see, that divinity shining within you at this moment. In this moment, it is here. They see the potential to integrate the soul, the essence of spirit, into this dimension, under earth, into your human form. They see the potential because they are looking at it right now. Dear friends, you have done them a great service by allowing them to be in this space today. Your own essence is here in this moment, in the breath that you take. We love you dearly. We thank you for sharing this time with us and with so many others. We will return in a few moments to answer your questions, to have some fun with you. We ask you to come up to this microphone to ask. We would like to talk to you directly. Do not be bashful. As you said to yourself a month ago, express who you are. Express your divinity. So we'll return in a few moments to share questions and thoughts with you. In the meantime, understand there are so many who are around you on your journey. You are never alone.